Hey there, it's Eric Thiel here at Jefferson Public Radio. Thanks for listening to our live session with Suzanne Santo. There is some profanity in the second song she performs that is not edited out here on the podcast, so if you're listening with little ones or anyone that is particularly sensitive to salty language, be forewarned. Thanks. From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios out in support of a debut solo record, Suzanne Santo, hello.
Oh, hello. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. For those that don't know, Suzanne Santo, one half of the band Honey Honey, was here a couple of years ago for a session. This time, I would say it's just you, but it's actually not just you. You have brought help.
I brought friends. I brought Blaine Stark, guitar extraordinaire.
Hola.
And excellent friend.
I can't wait to talk about this record. It's fantastic. We've only had it for a couple of weeks. One thing that you have said about life, music, and this record in an interview that you gave was that 2017 has been a little more bleep crushing than 2016.
It's true.
What kind of things have been going on that made it a difficult road for you?
Ooh, there was just a lot of changes. I went through a breakup and...
Well, there was that. I might ask you about that in a few
happens.
Minutes.
Yeah. From time to time. You know, to be honest with you, Ben Jaffe is my best friend. I love him so much. And he and I were burned out. We had just been basically touring for years. And we love our band and we're so proud of it. But we didn't really get to a place where it was that we wanted to be, like a level that maybe made it a little easier. And, you know, in all transparency, we're still at that level, but we love it because we just got to step away for a minute. And, you know, when you're suspended in that area of discomfort, it sucks, but it's also amazing because I think when we're uncomfortable is when we can do things that we never knew we were capable of, and we fight and we, you know, you figure it out. And I made a record and it was like the best outlet I could ask for. So I guess it wasn't a bleep crushing year as much as it was just so intense in terms of transition and, you know, the journey. It was just like you were uphill pulling a trailer and running out of gas.
Yeah. You know, as wonderful as the two voices of Honey Honey are when they come together, I understand that a lot of the songs from those records were actually written separately. So it's not that much of a stretch to see you now writing songs for your own solo record. Were these tunes that you have written along the way and for one reason or another didn't work for the band setting? Or are they things that you really sat down to start working on after taking hiatus?
Some of them I've been chipping away at, but for the most part, they were all just songs I'd sort of set aside because I thought they were a little more personal and I was just ready to start thinking about making a record. And, you know, it's so funny to like sit here with Blaine and our drummer Paul's outside and be like, oh my God, sometimes I can't believe I actually went and did it because Honey Honey is a comfort zone. And stepping outside of it is like something I just couldn't really wrap my mind around, you know, doing anything without Ben. So it's really, crazy just to like have set these songs aside because for a long time I just thought about it. I wasn't going to do anything probably, or I was going to talk about doing it and maybe not do it. And then I met Butch Walker and I worked with him and I had the gall. I'm trying to edit myself.
The gumption.
Can you say balls?
You just did.
Okay. Well, we can take it out if you want, but, you know, to ask him if he wanted to do a record and he did. And I'm so lucky because he's the best producer I've ever worked with. So, but I think if I hadn't met him, I probably would have just been like sitting around thinking about making a record.
Yeah. Well, in either case, your voice shines through.
Thank you.
The record is full of drinking, carousing,
whole bunch of stuff,
regrets,
yep,
bad words.
Yeah.
What are you going to do first? And do I need to beware?
No, we picked out the one. Well, no, we're going to play a song called Best Out of Me. It's a ballad. All right.
Baby, I know I was jealous and mean. I got
lost in the anger that roars over me like a tidal wave of rotten, bewitched and begotten from broken things inside of me. And the words I shelled out at you the night before are still scattered like shrapnel all over the floor. And I'm sweeping and I'm dusting and desperately busting my back to get you back to my door. You can wrap me up, honey. You can rip out our pages. You can tell all your friends how we burned in the blazes. But I swear I won't be a train that keeps crashing and burning the best out of me. Yes, I do. All those murderous words that'll cut you in two, and I don't want it in me. That haunted history that bruises the fruit black and blue. You can wrap me up, honey. You can rip out our pages. You can tell all your friends how we burned in the blazes. But I swear I won't be chain that keeps crashing and burning the best out of me.
That is Suzanne Santo live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from her debut solo record just out called Ruby Red. Information is online at suzannesanto.com. And that one is on Suzanto Records, is that right?
Something like that. It's this huge record company that just coincidentally had my name similarly.
Works out
really
well.
And I hear they're really successful pumping. So far, they've only got one record. It's mine.
But it's killing, right?
It's crushing it.
You mentioned Butch Walker, and that's actually where the name of the record comes from as well, mm-hmm. right? Ruby Red is the name of his studio.
Of his studio, yeah. It was a little tip of the hat.
How did you make that connection, and what was that process like of working with him?
So Honey Honey was on the road, it was 2016, January, opening for J.D. McPherson, who's wonderful. And we were at the Terragram in Los Angeles, and Butch was there. And, like, he's a tall drink of water and like just like a intimidating looking dude. He's like covered in tattoos. He's usually wearing like a leather or denim cut. And, you know, he came up to me after the show, and happened to have been my birthday. So 2 years ago now. And I had a bottle of tequila in one hand and an entire cake in the other. And Butch walked up to me. He's like, hey, I'm Butch Walker. And I was like, hi. Like, wow, nice to meet you. And I knew who he was. And he was like, I love your fiddle playing and I love your voice. And he's like, do you want to play on my record? And I was like, yeah, I'm never going to hear from this guy. And he followed up and I was on the road. But a couple months later, I worked on his record with him and it was just a blast. And his record's called Stay Gold. And, you know, I sing on like 8 of the tracks and it's really cool to be a part of it. And so we became fast friends. And just the dynamic of working with him is like nothing I've ever experienced. And, you know, without like delving into the male-female equality dynamic, it's tough being a lady in the studio. Most of the time you're doubted and you kind of have to sort of elbow your way in with an idea. And it was just such a great place. I had the floor, I had support, and it was very refreshing to be able to work in that environment.
And he played on the record a little bit too, right?
Oh, yeah. He played like everything.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I have one guitar solo. It's probably the most awesome sounding one. I'm not going to tell you which one it is. You'll figure it out.
Well, now that you have been out on tour supporting this record, is it a little different being on stage now as Suzanne Santo rather than having that co-partner up on stage where there's moment to catch your breath, take a break while the other person sings or plays or something like that? It's all you now, every song.
Yeah.
How has that transition been for you? Do you like it?
I do like it. Well, it's funny. In the fall, I opened for Willie Watson and then the White Buffalo just by myself with a guitar. And I felt like that was boot camp because it's just me and I had to work on my banter and just like, but I didn't really have to work on it. I'm just chatty. So it was actually not as bad as I thought it would be. It was actually pretty good. So, you know, Honey Honey is so special to me and it's just so different because it's the two of us. It's a duo. So obviously, like, if something goes wrong and I have to fix something, there isn't really anybody to cover for me unless you want to start telling jokes, Blaine, which you are more than welcome to do. Paul can do it.
Suzanne Santo is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record just out is called Ruby Red. Information is online at suzannesanto.com. She's here in the studio along with Blaine Stark on electric guitar and vocals. What do you guys want to do next?
I think we're going to... This is what Suzanto Records calls the single. They've been really breathing down my neck about it. But anyway, it's called Ghost in My Bed. And it sounds like this. 1, 2, 1, 2. Ghost in my bed, screwing with my head, stomping around my room, drinking all my booze. He makes me toss and turn, my stomach turn, and he laughs at me, thinks it's so funny. Hold on, child, the road we're on is winding wild, and we got busted wheels, a dead end deal. I will haunt you till you're lying still. Yeah, he always gets me good.
face on his chest. He ain't wearing his shirt. I ain't wearing my dress. He spills tequila into my mouth. Then we hit the town. Tear that motherfucker down. 'Cause he always gets me good. And wasted our love it from the start. The first time I tasted the darkness when he kissed my mouth. I'm pissed on and he's my way out. Good and wasted. I loved it from the start. The first time I tasted the darkness when he kissed my mouth. I'm pissed on. Yeah, he's my way out. My way
out. That is Ghost in My Bed. It's Suzanne Santo live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That is music from her new record just out. The solo album Ruby Red. Information is online at suzannesanto.com. There is a video to accompany that song in which you lay everything bare, literally and figuratively.
Well, yeah, I'm in my undies. Yeah, I get to make out with a super hot actor who's great. His name's Nick Wexler. He's great. That was fun. I would do it all over again if I had to.
Are videos playing an important role for you? Or is it just sort of a side project that you get to do and it's fun?
It's a side project that it did okay. You know, it was premiered on KCRW, I think. And, you know, that's sort of, you're going to lose money on it when you have to invest. But it's just great to have another piece of art attached to a record. And that's how we feel about it. And I worked with these great guys making that video and, you know.
And you got to be kind of a badass in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's fun. I burned a house down. I don't recommend that or condone it. I think it's a bad idea. Don't do it. It's just art.
Well, among your fans, there is a story from one of them that I love that I hope that you will share.
Okay.
Your dad.
Oh, my dad.
He heard this record, yeah. Which, as we have mentioned, is full of all sorts of living on the
expletives.
Edge in a bunch of different ways. Mm-hmm. But what was it that he said about the record when he first heard it?
Well, he left me. I sent it to my parents and I was just like, oh, God. And I got a voicemail from my dad and he said, honey, I just listened to your filthy, raunchy, beautiful, incredible record. And I'm so proud of you. And he started to cry. And it's going to make me cry just talking about it because he said, don't ever stop telling stories. And like, it was everything I needed to hear in order to be able to like stand behind the record, because it's dark and it's very visceral and raw. And, you know, not everybody's comfortable with that. And I did not make a record to make people uncomfortable or to push things. You know, it's just my stories, you know. Mm. And when you do that, you're pretty vulnerable. And I wasn't prepared for that vulnerability, and having the support of my folks was like, meant everything, and it still does.
Do they get to see you perform very often?
Yeah, they're so great. They came to the show in Cleveland when I was with the White Buffalo, and you know, well, I was having a rough show because I literally played in Chico the night before at Sierra Nevada Brewery with Honey Honey, and I took a red eye from Sacramento to Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
got to Cleveland, got my rental car because I was opening by myself. So I was driving in this rental car and then got to the show and was just like delirious. And I was like kind of fumbling on my guitar. And halfway through the set, I went, "Dad?" And he goes, "Whiskey? Got it." Like he knew that I needed a drink and he brought it to the stage. It was so cute.
Well, a little earlier we talked about the time that you spent in Honey Honey, and that time is not over.
No, it's not over.
It's still an existing band. This
still
is not
going.
This is not a Civil Wars type breakup and split. And is there music in the future, near future, or down the road a little bit after you have gotten done establishing yourself as a solo artist?
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out right now. I mean, we'd like to have a Honey Honey EP out by the end of this year, but you know, it's like how do you don't want to overdo it and not like I don't want to not give this Ruby Red record its due, you know, by doing other things. But we're also on a TV show right now on TBS called The Guest Book. And we just got picked up for season two. And I'll explain it.
Doing what?
Yeah, it's super weird. So we wrote a bunch of music for season one and we wrote the theme song. And we also play these characters. It's backstory. It's a half hour comedy from the creator of My Name is Earl.
Okay.
And Raising Hope, this guy, Greg Garcia, who is just brilliant. And kind, and he wanted to bring in a musical aspect, so we play at the strip club at the end of every episode. Literally, I'm next to the pole, and Ben's on the other side of the pole. And it's been great, and they asked to have us back, so we'll be doing a lot of recording for that in the springtime, and we were hoping to kind of fit in some Honey Honey work in the meantime.
And there's a live record at some point, too?
Live at the Troubadour.
Yeah.
It is sort of released, not really. And that's one of those, like, we just got new management to really help run the ship because it's hard to get everything done. And so they're helping us really push that, get it out.
Send us one, would you?
I will. Yes, of course.
It's so good to see you again.
Likewise.
Thanks for having me. Suzanne Santo is live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record of hers, the debut solo album, is called Ruby Red. Hopefully not the one and only, but the first of many.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm into it.
SuzanneSanto.com is the place to go to find out more information. Blaine Stark is here in the studio with her on electric guitar and vocals. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
Another sad, fun song. It's called Better Than That. All right.
I'm trying so hard not to love him too fast. Line up all the horses and race round the track. Run laps around reality and never look back. I want a real heart of love that's better than that. I'm trying so hard not to bury myself beneath the dirt and the flowers of somebody else. Yeah, beauty is blinding and darkness runs deep. I wanna hold on to him and still hold on to me. Cocaine, whiskey ride, they don't even compare. How love makes me high. So I won't push my luck, I'll sober up. I won't feed off of it till it dies. Stay right where I am. Not drive my mind in reverse or speed up ahead. Break down on a road that just leaves me for dead. I want the peace of the present to steer me instead.
That is fantastic. It's Suzanne Santo live today here on Jefferson Public Radio, playing music from her debut record just out, debut solo record, I should say, called Ruby Red. Information is online at suzannesanto.com. Blaine Stark with her today in the studio on electric guitar and vocals. It's great to see you again. Thanks for coming
by. Oh, man, thank you so much for having me. Really, it's an honor.
We'll have audio from our session today as well as a few photos up on our website later this afternoon at ijpr.org. And remember, you can subscribe to JPR Live Sessions on iTunes. Open Air continues right after this.